listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good Tuesday show for you. We're going to go over episode 8, hometown dates yesterday. Some things that for people that are, I guess, new or don't understand how hometown dates work, we're going to go over it once again and kind of just show how hard it actually is for people to get spotted. We're also going to talk about the fact that Jason Tardik is now reality Jason Tardik as he spoils the ending of this Bachelor season on his last podcast. We'll listen to that. We'll talk a little bit about the House of Villains season 2. We do have somebody from the Bachelor world that's going to be on that show. And I didn't even talk about Traitors from Thursday night, so we'll probably get around to talking about that as well. We'll get to all that momentarily. So, hometown dates last night. I totally blanked on putting out the Instagram for it, but again, for something like this, all I would have really had was Daisy's was first, Kelsey's was second, Maria was filmed third, and Rachel was filmed fourth, and your elimination was Maria. Like it, and anybody that's followed the spoilers since November knew that that was the order of filming and the elimination. But yes, I did just forget yesterday to get those up there, so I apologize for that. They showed them out of order per usual. I think there's only been 2 seasons. You can go check at Bachelor Data. She has the actual filming order and order it was shown, I think going back about 10 seasons for Bachelor and Bachelorette. And I think only 2, including last season, I believe with Zach, stuck to the filming schedule. Otherwise, they just mix it up and they show it. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason, honestly, to it in terms of how they show it. Usually, filming is due to logistics. They try and film it to where they start as far east as they can and go west. This season was kind of weird because Daisy had the first one. She was in Minnesota. Then they went down to Louisiana, but then they went back up to Canada. But they were already in Canada. The last place they were in before they started hometown. So I don't know why Maria's wasn't first. It's why it took me a few days to realize she had the 4th hometown date. But no, it went Daisy first in Minnesota, then Kelsey down in Louisiana. Then they went back up to Canada for some reason. And then they went to Rancho Cucamonga for Rachel's. As for Kelsey's, we know this throughout the years. And to sit here and ask, well, which ones were rented and which ones weren't, I wouldn't be able to tell you all that, but we know at least one hometown date is a rental house for logistic purposes as well. Kelsey's house was absolutely rented. Kelsey doesn't live in New Orleans. Her parents don't live in New Orleans. So the fact that they were in New Orleans and then were walking on the street and made a hard left and all of a sudden they were in a quote-unquote house was not their house. That was rented for the show. And, you can ask, well, why? Why didn't they just go to her dad's house? I don't know. Maybe it was easier to do it in New Orleans. Not sure. But that's my guess. It was probably just easier since they were there in New Orleans for the day portion of the date to get to where her dad lives. I think it's, I don't know enough about Louisiana. I don't want to say it's off the beaten path, but I don't think it was close to New Orleans. That's why they just rented a house in New Orleans. But a very, sad hometown date. She talked about her mother a lot. And, look, I just want to say this. This isn't, again, this isn't a knock on Kelsey whatsoever. It's just taking the audience perspective because what I saw a lot of on social media last night was Daisy's hometown date and people saying, my gosh, why won't she stop talking about her cochlear implant? We know nothing about her. Really? And you know how much about Kelsey? What has Kelsey shared this season other than about her mother? And I'm not saying that as a negative thing, but if you're going to sit there and moan about, I barely know anything about Daisy, all she does is talk about her cochlear implant, how many times has Kelsey talked about her mother? She talked about it on her 101. She talked about it on the daytime portion. She talked about it when she went home to talk to her family, which she has every right to. I'm just saying, again, it just seems like people who want to come out and shit on Daisy are just miserable human beings. Because Kelsey's doing the exact same thing. Neither of them are doing anything wrong. They're allowed to talk about their life. Explain to me. I'd love someone to tell me who's a Kelce fan and is shitting on over Daisy. What is Kelce? What have you learned about Kelce this season? What does she do? Honestly, I've covered this show for 9 episodes. I don't know what Kelce does. Has she ever talked about it? I mean, just be objective. Like, it's okay to not like somebody in this franchise, but when you're not objective about it, it totally shows who you are. And you really sound like a horrible, miserable human being when your complaint about somebody is, why do they have to keep talking about their cochlear implant? I don't know. Maybe to set an example and be a hero for other kids out there that they can look up to? Call me crazy, you know? And I don't, you know, this isn't any sort of Daisy ass-kissing. All it is once again, I hear that all the time when it comes to Daisy. She's boring. She has a vocal fry. For Christ's fucking sakes, she can't hear her own voice, you morons. And you're actually telling her you have a vocal fry? And oh, I can't stand listening to her. She doesn't even know how she sounds most of the time. I'm flabbergasted at the hate that Daisy gets. When, not that Kelce should be getting any hate, but the people that complain about Daisy, well, what do we know about her? What do you know about Kelce? Other than her mom died, what do you know about Kelce? About her goals, her dreams, her life, her job? I mean, I think you could pretty much say that for Maria and Rachel, too. It's like you're asking, you think you're going to get all these in-depth things about these contestants when, for the most part, every single season is the same way. It's very surface-level stuff. They'll tell a very tough story about their upbringing or their childhood or anything, but outside of that, I don't think we know anything about any of these four women. Not just Daisy, not just Kelce, not just Maria, not just Rachel. I don't know much about them. Rachel's a nurse. I don't know what Maria does. I have no idea what Maria does. Does anybody? And she's gotten double the screen time of anybody on the show this season. And we still, I would think, if you asked 95% of the people watching the show, what does Maria do for a living? They wouldn't be able to answer it. I know I wouldn't. So that's what I'm saying. So when you point out one person's, it's just like, maybe you should point out the others too. Because it's not like you know anything about their lives either. It's pretty surface level. It's just been crazy about how much hatred is going on out there. And no, this has nothing to do with my niece knowing Daisy's sister. It has nothing to do with that. I'm just pointing out what I'm seeing. And the hatred directed at Daisy this season is just kind of mind-blowing. You know, talking about her voice? The woman's deaf. Some people, I swear to God. Here's something to talk about when it comes to hometown dates. This gets asked every season, so I'll cover it. If you're new to this or you don't understand how hometown dates work. See, this is very interesting because let's just take this season, for example. You've got four women who've got hometown dates. Daisy went first. So that means that Maria, Rachel, and Kelce were all in separate hotels in Southern California with their handler. Kelce was up second, so she had to wait a couple days, and then she flies out to Louisiana, stays in a hotel the night before, and then meets Joey. The first time she saw Joey on the episode last night is the first time she saw him in Louisiana. The first time their parents saw her and she saw her parents was when she walked in that door. They leave that night. She goes back to a Louisiana hotel, and then she's on a flight back to California the next day to sit in a hotel until rose ceremony. So Rachel, who went fourth, when she left Canada and realized she was in the final four, she's in an LA hotel with a handler for basically a week because she had the fourth hometown. So she had to sit there and do whatever. Now, if you've talked to former contestants who made the final four, some will say they got their hair done. They went shopping for clothes, all with their handler. They don't just get to go out and explore LA or whatever. They have to do everything that is monitored with their handler. Now, here's the thing. We've had 48 seasons of this show. Never in the history of this show have any of the final four people, bachelor or bachelorette, ever been seen. And somebody relayed it to somebody and said, I saw that Kelce girl shopping in LA. Now, you have to understand, the only people who would know to look for Daisy, Kelsey, Rachel, or Maria around the Southern California area while hometown dates are being filmed would be people who are diehards of the show and have these four women memorized. Because remember, the show hasn't released their names or their faces, or they did on the Facebook page, but remember, that gets deleted after 3 days. So it's not like it's up on ABC's site, and this goes for every single season. So while, yes, these women are out there in Southern California walking around with their handlers, in 48 seasons, none of them have ever been caught. Because 99.99999% of the general public doesn't know these women. These women aren't ingrained in their head. Now, if you saw Daisy walking in a store in the mall in Los Angeles, or Kelsey or whatever, a lot more people would be like, hey, aren't you Daisy or aren't you Kelsey from the show? But at the time that these hometown dates are filming, which was back in October, the only thing we had is the headshot that ABC gave us a month earlier. So it would really have to take, and look, it's for 48 seasons, and you multiply that by four, what's that? 160 and 32. 192 people made the final four, and not one of them has ever been seen. Now, granted, maybe in the earlier seasons they didn't do it this way, but you know what I'm saying. Nobody ever catches them. It'd be great. Now, and you know, in recent seasons, I've known who the final four is anyway, so it's not like it's mattered that nobody's been able to catch them, and I've been able to give you the final four in real time. But when you think about it, these women are walking out there, walking around Southern California with their handlers and the men, you know, on bachelorette seasons. They're walking around. Dotton, a 6'8 black man, was walking around with his handler around Southern California while he was waiting for his hometown date. Nobody saw them. Nobody looked at him and recognized him as, hey, I think that's the guy that's on The Bachelor this season. You know, we had some pictures get out when he was on the Crescent City Classic run with Charity. So maybe somebody saw that. But just like saying, the odds of them getting caught, it's, you think it's easy. How many times in the history of this show? Obviously, Kelsey has seen Joey on at least four occasions flying from New Orleans or Louisiana to Los Angeles. And not one time has she been identified. Nobody's taken a picture of her. Nobody has said, I saw Kelsey in the airport. It's rarely ever happened. And again, people would really only recognize her after the season started, which was January 22nd, because it'd be in the same boat as they were during hometown dates. They wouldn't know her until she's on their TV weekly. But yeah, we know Kelsey's been meeting up with Joey in Happy Couple Weekends in Los Angeles. How many times has she been seen at an airport and a picture got out? Zero. How many times has she been seen getting on an airplane, on the airplane, exiting the airplane, in the baggage claim? Zero. It's not that easy. It'd be easier. Trust me. If Kelsey would have been caught at an LA airport any time in the last 3 months, the spoiler would have been broken. You know, it would have been out there that, you know, well, why would she be in LA? Well, clearly she's seeing Joey. So just keep that in mind. For people that don't know, that's how it works. That's how it works for hometowns. Daisy had the first one, so she goes right back to L.A. after her hometown date, and she stays there for a week until the day of the rose ceremony at the airport hangar that we saw last night. So that's how it works. It's not like you get to go to your hometown and stay there for a week and talk to your friends and family. No, because then shit would get out. That's why they keep it very, very tight and keep it very, very close to the vest. So for those that didn't know, now you know. This podcast is brought to you by Factor Meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. There's also more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and achieve your goals. For me, as much as I liked some of the other meal services that made me cook in less than 30 minutes, can you beat 2 minutes in the microwave? I don't think so. You fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian-approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/realitysteve50 and use code realitysteve50 to get 50% off. That's code realitysteve50 at factormeals.com/realitysteve50 to get 50% off. Also, you love chocolate, right? But wouldn't you like eating chocolate that's actually good for your body? It's rich, smooth, creamy chocolate. That's what you get with Cacao Bliss. It is awesome. For the past decade, Earth Echo has been the leader with their premium superfoods products and are proud to have served millions of customers worldwide. You will fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate. It's going to help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and help combat inflammation with one simple, delicious drink. All you got to do is put one scoop in water, in milk, put it in a smoothie, however you want to do it. Not only that, it's gluten-free and paleo, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diet friendly. For today only, and the rest of this month, actually, as a listener to this podcast, you will receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve. If you don't remember these URLs, that's fine. Wherever you listen to your podcast, just go to the episode description and you will see it there. Click on Earth Echo. It'll bring you right to that landing page. So I didn't watch season one of House of Villains. I know Corinne was on it. Johnny Bananas was on it. Other people were on it. I think Johnny Fairplay was on it too. Yeah. So the House of Villains cast for season two has been leaked. And there is one person from the Bachelor franchise that's going to be on it. We have not seen her since her season and then subsequent Paradise season. And that is Queen Victoria. Victoria Larson. Remember her from Matt James' season. She was having issues with some of the women in the house. Then she went down to Paradise and got eliminated at the first rose ceremony and then had quite the glow up. If you've seen her Instagram, she looks that not like the woman that we saw on Matt James season. So she is now going to be on House of Villains. If you want to check that out. I saw some of the other names. None of them, I mean, obviously there's some on there that I do know, but there were some that I didn't know. But that season, I believe, starts filming soon. This weekend, maybe, or maybe early next week. But House of Villains is definitely one that I think a lot of people did follow in season one. And so there you go. Only one Bachelor person, and that is Victoria Larson. I did not talk about the traitors from Thursday. And it certainly seems like the faithfuls are going to win this season because there's only one traitor left, and that's Kate. And it almost seems like Kate doesn't want to be on the show or doesn't want to be a traitor. She just doesn't really want to have to do anything with anything. I don't even know why they asked her back. She always seems miserable, and she's just not happy to be there. Peter was eliminated. Was that this week or last week? I'm getting confused on when he was gone, but I think it was the beginning of the episode when MJ sent him home. And, you know, now there's rumors that he is dating Ekin-Su. Bananas has been teasing it on his socials. I don't know if they're dating or not. Whatever. It's just, if it is, it's a fling. Peters doesn't seem really that interested in settling down with anybody. I mean, look at his track record. Why would I think that Ekin-Su, of all people, is different than when he wanted to be with Hannah Ann, and then he wanted to be with Kelly, and then he wanted to be with Maddie, and then he wanted to be back with Kelly, and then there were other people involved that we don't need to talk about, and then now he's back with, you know, Ekin-Su. It's like, okay, clearly Peter is still living the single life, which he's allowed to, but anyone getting excited that Peter is possibly involved with Ekin-Su, it's just like, you do realize this is just going to last a few months and then fizzle out like all of his do. And it's just, it's fact. You know, hey, if he proves me wrong and he marries Ekin-Su and they stay together until one of them dies, great. I will bet against that. Just saying. But so I don't, what do we have? 5-6 people left on the traitors with Kate. So there's like 5 faithfuls. I know CT is still there. Sandra is still there. God, I can't even remember if Trishelle got eliminated or not. I don't think she did. shit, I don't remember. I think Trishelle is still there. One other person, and then Kate. But I could be wrong. MJ's still there. So it look. I don't know what the next plan is for this show. They just filmed the reunion show. And the finale is either this Thursday or next Thursday. And then I'm assuming the reunion show airs after that. But, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I don't think they're going to have Kate recruit anybody this late in the game. So I guess we just have to watch Thursday to see how it plays out. But Kate is not good enough to fool people into believing that she is a traitor. So the faithful are going to win this thing. Now the question becomes, how much do they split? Well, last year, Ceree ended up taking the whole pot because one person won. There's going to be like four or five people splitting $250,000 probably. So all this work and you get $50,000 and 25 of it's going to the government? Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously anybody would take $25,000, but on a show like this, you kind of want to be the sole winner, right? Well, CT has played the best game, and he's going to have to split it with four other people probably. So, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Please follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review, but you got to hit play. Please hit play. Doesn't matter that it downloads into your feed every morning. Only counts when you hit play. So if you missed a day, go back and hit play. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. My column will be up in a couple hours from now. It'll be really short because there isn't a lot of stuff to add to Hometown Days. They're pretty straightforward. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See you!